Those wanting to view the historic treasures in the Vatican museums will from Friday be able to see them by night from 7 to 11 p.m., Linda Bordoni reports.
Summer nights in the city of Rome are a truly magical experience. During the day, only tourists brave the heat. But at night, the people of Rome make their way out of their homes for evening strolls and visits to local restaurants and gelaterie. Friday night, what's more, they'll get the chance to view the artistic treasures of the Vatican museums.
Il museo ha I suoi legittimi proprietari, cioè...
Professor Antonio Paolucci is the director of the Vatican museums. He says the museums are experimenting with nighttime opening because of a desire to restore the museums to the citizens of Rome.
I Romani, soprattutto, perché io penso soprattutto a loro.
He explains a current worldwide phenomenon is turning famous museums around the world into so-called pop museums, which draw large crowds of visitors and international tourists. But the citizens of the cities to which they belong no longer feel the museum is theirs. They feel they have been occupied by tourists, and so they avoid visiting them. Professor Paolucci adds that he hopes the Friday night opening will be a success and that it will become a regular event with fixed times and dates during the course of the whole year.
Esiste un posto magico nel percorso dei Musei Vaticani.
He says a must for the nighttime visitors is the octagonal courtyard on the Belvedere Hill. A magical place at the heart of the Vatican museums.
Questo cortile porticato sa di avere sopra di sé il cielo di Roma.
Designed by Pope Clement XIV, the octagonal courtyard houses sculptural masterpieces from antiquity, as well as modern masterpieces by the likes of Antonio Canova. Professor Paolucci is certain the beauty of the courtyard will take on an added dimension at night. The Vatican museums contain some of the most significant collections in the world. And this is why, Professor Paolucci explains, it is referred to in the plural, the Vatican museums. Because the visitor can find everything there within, from antiquity through to contemporary art. And of course, he says, they also express the attention the Church of Rome has shown through the centuries for human artistic expression.
Tutte le espressioni del fare umano.